Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 1st, 2024. So as not to pay for life with blood. The mother of one of the hostages killed in Gaza wrote a letter to the Israeli soldiers who tragically shot her son when they mistook him for a terrorist. In this letter, she says that she loves them and justifies their actions because they have an obligation to protect themselves from terrorists. They are not to blame for anything, and only Hamas is to blame for everything. Where does a mother get the mental strength to support soldiers fighting for their country in such a way? I have no words to express my attitude to her action because it is truly beyond human strength. The Creator will reward her entire family and give them peace of mind. Let us hope that such a tragic mistake will never happen again. The whole nation needs to learn from the heroism of this mother how to meet the blows of the Creator and blind fate. We have to pay for our lives with our blood. But you can also replace this payment. If we get closer to each other and unite with our entire nation, then we will not have to pay such a high price. From Cab TV's site Inside December 24, 2023. Protect every soldier. There is an inner force of holiness in the people of Israel. It comes from the root of every soul connected with the common soul of the people of Israel. This inner force of ours, the desire to get closer and unite as brothers, will certainly reveal itself and bring us victory. The force of unity will break through from within our people and bring us so close that it will help us reach a common victory and get out of this whole situation. A soldier who fights for the people of Israel and gives his life for them is called a righteous person, a hero of Israel. He is a great soul connected with the upper force, and he is under the wings of divinity. Therefore, along with deep sorrow, we can also envy the one who ended his life with such a heroic deed, such a great action. Israel has a magnificent army. We only need to be closer to each other within our nation, and then all the forces hidden in us will be revealed, and we will be able to defeat all enemies and be stronger than any other nation. What force allows a soldier to give his life so that others may live? There is a very deep inner spiritual root in the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, that will yet unfold and reveal that, in fact, we are all in the deepest and strongest connection with our inner soul. If we unite, then no one can defeat us. If we want to win this war as quickly as possible and with minimal losses, then we only need to think about connection. We can protect every soldier by enveloping him and her in our prayers, the personal prayer of each individual and all of us together. If we are not yet completely successful in this and there are losses, it is only because we still lack unity. War comes only to bring us all closer to each other. The people of Israel are obliged to unite so that there is no distance left between us, neither internal nor spiritual and physical. I believe that we can understand and implement this. From Cab TV's An Inside Look, December 24, 2023. Most important is not the mind, but the action. Question: previously, it seems to me that the sequence of spiritual actions is as follows. A desire arises, which is processed in the mind, and only then comes the action. However, in the articles of Kabbalists a different sequence is described. First desire, then action, and only then does the mind serve it. Why? Answer: in spirituality, the most important is not the mind, but the action. We must act with what is called faith above reason. It will come gradually. Slowly this is processed within us, enters the necessary systems of perception, and eventually, we will understand everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson December 17, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. The action affects the thought. Avoid frivolity in spiritual work. Question: in the article The Purpose of Society, Rabash writes that it is required to be serious and not allow frivolity as it kills the connection between us. What is meant by frivolity? Answer: it is necessary to take the group meetings very seriously, at which there should be 100% presence of all its members. Friends must understand the tasks of the group, help each other, and be ready to unite in such a way that they desire nothing but the revelation of the Creator within them. This goal is so fragile and does not provide any fulfillment to our egoism, and any frivolity, any disregard for it, can destroy the group. From CAB TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 5, 2023. Our work is mutual. Comment: very often it seems that the Creator works for us but not we for Him. My response: no, we have to work for Him. But we won't be able to do that if He doesn't help us. Therefore, our work is mutual. We are for the Creator, and the Creator is for us. At this point, we must unite, merge and reveal the Creator as fully bestowing to us, working for us, and we fully surrender to Him and work for Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 15, 2023. Writings of Baal Sulam in the Place Where You Find His Greatness. A maid saw more than did the prophet. After all, our sages said about the verse, "This is my God, and I will glorify him," that a maid by the sea saw more than did Ezekiel the prophet, Baal HaSulam, Shemati 151, and Israel saw the Egyptians. Question: what is this quality of maid? What helps us see more than the prophet? Is it humility, humbleness, and annulment before each other? Answer: of course, this is what helps us see more. After all, what characterizes a person is pride, arrogance, etc., and we must use our qualities correctly. A maid is the lowest level that a person can have, regardless of whether he is a man or a woman. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 16, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam and Israel saw the Egyptians. In the world of the Creator's love, the second commandment of the Torah is the commandment of love for the Creator. That means that we feel, attain, and define the Creator as an absolutely good force that holds the whole world and all of humanity. Therefore, if we want to be closer to the Creator, we must behave like Him with good to everyone. It is said that even if the Creator takes away a person's soul, one still needs to love Him. In other words, even if you see something in nature that seems wrong according to your understanding, you must understand that this is how you perceive reality. All the laws of the Creator are good and are dictated by the absolute love of the Creator for the created beings. From CAB TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Defeat the Creator. Question: in the amplitude of the race of our ten and the Creator, He is constantly ahead. Even if we descend, He is still ahead of us down there. How can we outrun Him or at least stick to Him? Answer: why should we overtake Him? Remark: but we have to defeat Him, we are His children. Answer: it is possible to defeat the Creator only if we lower ourselves. The more we annul ourselves, the closer we get to the Creator. Question: how can we lower ourselves so we end up at the top? Answer: to do this, we must completely annul ourselves as if we do not exist in desires, intentions, actions, or anything. And then we will be able to cling to the Creator, and be at the highest and, at the same time, the very bottom. Question: is it possible now, in our condition? Answer: we must try. We are trying to do all these actions and movements. And when will it work out? I think maybe soon. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 15, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam in the Place Where You Find His Greatness. Attainment of the truth. Question: what happens in a person when the attainment of truth comes to him? What is attainment? Answer: attainment is a certain feeling of the Creator. Whatever we feel is only the Creator. There is none else besides Him. Comment: when He brings us down to a low state, awareness always plays a big role. But even this does not help us rise. What does is a feeling of some kind of guilt in front of Him. My response: I don't think we need to delve into the feeling of guilt toward the Creator. This will prevent us from being in love with Him. We need to get closer to each other and to the Creator as much as possible. This is the main thing that will help us rise. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 15, 2023. Writings of Baha Sulam in the place where you find His greatness. Both in faith and in reason. Question: in which cases should we turn to faith and in which cases to reason? How do we define this? Answer: it is natural. Everyone can tell what they are working with now, faith or reason. Faith is Malkhut, which gives you the opportunity to feel, and reason is the first 9 Sephirot, which reveal the spiritual structure. Therefore, it is clear to a person what he is working with. Question: in which cases do you need to work in faith, and in which cases do you need to use reason? Answer: it is necessary to use both. It depends on what inner necessity you feel. You can work with both reason and faith. Explore yourself, the 10, and the group. Do not confuse reason with what we define in everyday life. You cannot do anything without reason. You cannot lock away either faith or reason and work only with the latter. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 18, 2023. Writings of Baha Sulam: the difference between faith and intellect.